And God begins to take over our whole mental attitude, how we think, what we do, and we become a reflection of what He would think and do. But God is also interested in the body. That is the Feast of Tabernacles. This particular miracle where He raises him up in his feet is a healing of the body. It's a healing of the body. And I believe that that signifies the resurrection of the dead. Now, the resurrection occurs at Feast of Trumpets, and a trumpet is a word. It is a prophetic word that is spoken as well. The noise or the sound or the voice of a trumpet is significant in that it teaches us that there is a word that is going forth. It is by the word that all of these things happen. When God speaks the word, things happen. Changes are made. Life comes because it's the word. I was shown recently, I believe, by revelation, just this past week, something that I didn't know before. When God engenders or begets Christ in you, how does that process actually take place? What I did not know was that it is by the hand of angels. Now, we are begotten by the Word, okay? It's the Word that has come into us. We are begotten by the Word. But the Word comes through an angel. An angel is really formed when God speaks a word, and that is the empowerment or the life, and then gives it form by His image or His imagination. God gives this angel form and a power by the word, and that gets set forth, and it's that word which engenders Christ in us. And I believe that Gabriel was the holder of the word which engendered Christ in Mary. And this is a basic pattern. And it's the same with us as well. Get back here to Acts chapter 3. The angel in the Old Testament that led Israel, it really came by the word. There is a place where it talks about the giving of the law that was administered through angels. You say, well, that's the word, you see, that is personified, if you will, or given a being, and that word is in him. I believe also, by the way, each one of us has a guardian angel. I'll use that term because it's most familiar with people. But it's an angel that determines your calling. And it's an angel that has been created by the Word of God, a particular word which has to do with calling. Your calling depends upon the word that has been implanted within you. Now, each angel is a little different, has a little different word, and yet all of them together